friend WRJN.
Thank you, EA. Right now in Kenosha, we have cloudy skies, 53 degrees. At the Municipal Airport in Burlington, clouds in 52. At Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, cloudy skies, 54. And here at Magnum.media's international headquarters, we also have clouds at WRJN and 53 degrees. The wind is out of the southwest at 14 miles an hour. Plenty of fog out there still. The dew point is at 52 degrees. The relative humidity, 96%. And the barometric pressure is, it's falling at 29.76. It is 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, and good morning. It is a beautiful day in Wisconsin for Hump Day, Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017, the only 58th wedding anniversary of Bob and Eileen Klein in the history of humanity. Let us choose on purpose, with a purpose, to wish my folks a happy anniversary.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my dreams.
Want to give your mind a thrill ride? Fasten your metal seatbelt, then gently turn up your radio from 9 till 2. Glenn Klein will be on WRJN. And chances are, your life will never be the same.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do I
have a little help with my brain?
All I need is my brother.
I have a little help with my brain.
I say I'm gonna get high. Tell don't it say it no more.
I have a little help from my friend.
Gonna get by with my friend.
I have a little help from my friend.
Yeah, yeah. Someone to
Joe Cocker just got high. He just got by with a little help from his friends. On your radio, friend. It is 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable package. It is 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on your hump day morning. Big, and I mean huge, program planned for you this February 22nd. Coming up after the potentially award-winning newscast of Tom Carco at the bottom of the hour, we will have Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser. Always likes talking to Executive Cruiser and losing a bratwurst bet to him. Last time he was in studio to receive the brat that he won on the big Packers-Bears game. So we will be talking to County Executive Jim Cruiser from Kenosha. In the 10 o'clock hour, we will be getting over the hump with coach, speaker, and author Rick Jones. Haven't spoken with Rick in a couple of weeks. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, we will have Inky Johnson, who is a nationally renowned motivational speaker. He's in the area speaking to more than 3,000 students locally, so that shan't be boring. But please now welcome to your radio, friend, my mom and dad from beautiful Calabasas, California, who on this February 22nd are celebrating their 58th wedding anniversary. They said it would never last. Good morning, Mom and Dad.
Good morning.
Good morning, Glenn.
How are you guys?
Well, we're good. How about you? Is the weather staying improved there, or is it going back to the winter mode?
I think it's nicer in southeast Wisconsin than it is in Southern California, is what
I
think.
We've had a rotten couple of weeks here. We really have.
You've had some sinkholes and stuff. You've had so much rain.
We have, not in our little neighborhood, but some of our main streets are shadowing Chicago as victims of the winter weather.
Wow.
Yeah.
The drought is over, though.
Pardon?
The drought is over.
The drought is somewhat over, not completely, but the difference in the level of the lakes is really quite amazing.
So 58 years today, you were married. What were you doing 58 years ago right now at 9:22 in Chicago? What was happening in your mind?
Well, we packed our suitcases because in those days didn't want to see the bride before the wedding.
Yeah.
So Dad came over to pick up the luggage to take and put it so that we could go right from the wedding to our honeymoon. And I can't remember. I don't know if I had. I know I did my own makeup, not like in today's that everybody has their makeup done, but it was just a quiet day until that night, you know, when we had to be to the Covenant Club in Chicago. That's where we were married.
How nervous were you, Mom?
I wasn't nervous at all.
You weren't?
No. I mean, we were so used to each other already after going together for 7.5 years before we got married. You know, because we were 15 years old on our first date.
Wow.
Glenn, when we were 15, I told Mom that she had to wait, I asked her to wait seven years till we got married because I wasn't going to get married until I graduated college. And the 7 years went by pretty quickly with just a couple of little bumps in the road. And then I graduated college, and 3 weeks later, we got married.
Who married you guys?
A Cantor Silverman. He was a. It was funny was that we picked him. He was this handsome man, and he was terrific. He had a beautiful voice, and of course he did the service, and years later, they said that it wasn't a legal wedding. Cantor married you.
Now, all right, explain to the beautiful humans what a cantor is for those that are not of the Jewish persuasion or don't know what a cantor is.
A cantor is like the rabbi is the main man that runs the services.
Right.
Or weddings or whatever that you have. A cantor does all the singing during the services, and he also studies the same way a rabbi does, you know, and learns the same things. He can take over for the rabbi also.
But Glenn, the cantor is also qualified to play Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof.
If I was a witch man. So, you guys got any big plans for your 58th wedding anniversary in SoCal today?
First, we're going to get a new bed.
Oh.
This is a different bed, Glenn. This has a wheelchair ramp up to the top of it for the old folks.
Well, so
I'm going to be 80 tomorrow, you know.
Hold on for a second.
Starting to creep up.
It took you guys 58 years to wear out your old bed?
Actually, it's only 3.5 years.
Wow, you guys are still busy. I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of you that you're just still busy.
Anyway, I also am doing my regular Wednesday. I'm going to go to Tai Chi class, which I just started, and also my Zumba class. So, and then Dad and I are going out to a very nice restaurant for dinner tonight, just the two of us.
Little romantic getaway.
Romantic, right. We're very romantic.
Yeah, you are. All right, so what's the key? 58 years plus 7.5 before
you want me to get really serious?
Yeah, you can get a little serious. Why not? A little philosophical.
Okay, well, people ask us that question.
Of course they do.
I tell them that Mom and I have learned how to argue successfully. And they say, what are you talking about? And I said, well, one of the things that we do is when we do have our little bit of our disagreements, which are not very often, we always stick to the subject that we're arguing about. We never remind each other of what happened 6 months ago when, for example, if something that we decide is either blue or it's purple, we never say to each other, yeah, but do you remember 6 months ago you thought something was red and I thought it was orange? We always stay to we always keep to the subject at hand. And we settle that, and we get done with it, and we generally kiss each other, and that's the end of it. We do not dwell on subjects. The older you get, you realize that you don't have time to fight over little things. Save your fights for the big stuff.
And what I think our successful marriage is that we laugh a lot, and we have a good time together. And, we're best friends. Plus husband and wife, mother and father, grandma and grandpa. And so it's been a lot of fun. Not many valleys, mostly not so many hills, a lot of valleys, a lot of even
times. Well, you guys are a great example to us. You have the best marriage I've ever seen. And Dawn and I have the best divorce that you have ever seen. So there you go.
That's true.
We came out there. Can you believe it's been 2 weeks already that Dawn and I were out there?
Time does fly. That's the whole thing. It's it seems like everything's a blink of the eye.
But I'm glad what you say about your divorce is sort of reflective too of our marriage, because the two of you, even in divorce, truly enjoy each other's company. You have a good time. You laugh a lot. So that can kind of be a formula for life. It doesn't have to necessarily be tied into marriage, but laughing and enjoying each other, respecting each other, very important stuff.
I'll tell you, laughter, it's really true in our family. We laugh a lot. And we have genetically, I believe, a pretty good sense of humor gene. And now the research more and more is indicating that people who laugh and who even will laugh on purpose have less disease, live longer. You know, like the ancient text says, laughter is like good medicine. So,
well, we think it is, and we take lots of medicine.
No, I think too. Also, Glenn, is smiling. I mean, you could be, you know, when you meet people or even people you don't know, and if you say good morning and have a smile on your face, it makes you feel better, and it certainly is nice for the person you're saying hi to.
Glenn, I must tell you that I learned a lesson from you about probably 20, 25 years ago that you had mentioned, well, I think when you owned the camp, that you told me, Dad, whenever I answer the phone, I always smile. The smile comes through the telephone.
That's right.
And I truly, truly believe in it. I used to preach it to the people that worked for me, that worked in our customer service group, that when you smile, when you answer the phone, as difficult sometimes as it can be, it does come through the phone. So I thank you for that. You taught me a really good life's lesson.
Well, it even comes across on the radio. Can you hear my smile right now?
Absolutely.
Well, you guys made us smile this morning. Have a wonderful 58th wedding anniversary. And, you know, I'm the go-to guy, you guys. Because your anniversary, of course, is today. Dad's birthday tomorrow. And nobody could ever keep the anniversary and birthday straight. And I was like, how hard is it? A precedes B. That's
right.
That's it.
A before B.
Yeah, but they still call me. And in fact, Dawn and your oldest grandchild, Joe Klein, they were a day early yesterday, wishing you a happy anniversary. So,
yeah, and you know when he was singing, he sang this whole happy birthday thing, and we're listening. I said, "Is that Glenn singing? Is that Steve? You know, your brother? I mean, you guys on the phone sound so Steve and you." Not so much Jimmy, but Steve and you sound so much alike when you sing or you... Sometimes I have to, you know, think twice who I'm talking to. And now Joe has joined in that group.
Yeah, he's the apple does not fall far from the tree. But the big question, the salient question this morning on your 58th wedding anniversary, could Joe Klein be a cantor?
No. I think more.
Well, he is Rabbi Joe. He married Hannah and Angel.
That's true.
And next
married Judah
next
too.
In April, Judah and Candace. Rabbi Joe is taking his show on the road again. All right, love you guys. Enjoy the
movie. You too, Glenn. Thank
you. Have a good day.
And hope your listeners have a great day too.
And enjoy the new bed. Wink, wink.
We will.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a good time. Good time. We're having good times. It's 28 minutes until 10 o'clock, and Tom Karka will have a good time presenting this hour's news update in 29 seconds.
Sometimes you just need a little...
Inland clear tonight, low 41, then a cold front comes through and stalls to our south. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chillier, temperatures no higher than the 40s, a little rain. And on Friday, the front goes back north, and we have a shot to get back to 60 degrees. But then as the next cold front, this will be a strong one, come through from the west, showers and heavy thunderstorms. It will be colder for the weekend, but another warm-up early next week. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
What, no typhoons, no tidal waves? Jeez. Right now in Kenosha, 53 degrees, 54 Burlington, Milwaukee 54, 53 in Racine. I'm Tom Karka, WRJN News.
No sinkholes, at least.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
I saw the fire truck go into one.
That was incredible in Southern California.
They got a lot of rain. Oh, man.
Did you hear your number one fans from the West Coast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Mom and Dad, number 58. They're celebrating by getting a new bed. And that's all you need to know about the keys to the success of their long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm. Whatever works.
Exactly. Oh, my God. I learned my love of sports and camp from my dad.
Okay.
Loves sports. Introduced me to the Cubs. One of the earliest memories I have is of the Cubs falling apart against the 1969 New York Mets. Mm. It was traumatic.
Well, for many people.
Yes, including yours truly.
Speaking of the Cubs, I just thought of this. Did you know Jan Hoff's grandfather was at the game where Babe Ruth made whatever he did?
When he called the shot?
Either called the shot, but his...
her grandfather didn't, says that he didn't do that.
Well, Babe Ruth said he did.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's like Liberty Valance.
He was pointing at the pitcher. He says he pointed to center field. The bottom line, he jacked a home run.
He had a home run, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Babe Ruth.
Yeah, but her grandfather was there.
Huge change in baseball coming. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're the veteran umpire. What they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is they are eliminating the intentional walk. Well, they're not eliminating the intentional walk. They're eliminating having to need to throw four pitches. I could not disagree more.
Yeah, I don't agree with it either.
Because every so often, a ball gets away. On the story that I saw on the internet, they had a play where they called for an intentional walk, and there were two strikes on the batter. And quickly the catcher hunched back down behind the plate and got a call strike three.
Famous World Series game.
Yeah. You'll never have that again.
Yeah.
Here's what they should do. They should have the balls and strikes being called by the computer. And they did this. A guy named Eric Burns, who used to play for the Arizona Diamondbacks, he was, I think, with the Oakland A's. He's now a commentator on the Major League Baseball Network. He did it. He had a guy up in a minor league press box with the chart, you know, the box that they have for the strike zone. And Eric Burns, he was the umpire, and he had a little thing in his ear, and the guy told him in real time, ball or strike. And you could not tell any difference at all as far as the flow of the game is concerned. And they had the technology.
So then it was still slow.
Well, but it was accurate. It's really not, when you think about it, because they've done a lot of studies now. The umpires are only, they get about 66% right. About a third of the time it's wrong. It's not fair to the pitchers. It's not fair to the batters.
Well, that's not the problem, per se. It may be a portion of it. You've got pitchers that are taking way too long to throw the ball. You've got batters that are taking more pitches. That's part of the problem, too. Remember the days of Greg Maddux pitching? I mentioned this earlier. He used to throw a game in under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because he knew what he was doing. And that's part of the problem, too. You got a diluted pitching staff out there.
Well, they're wanting to improve the game. They're wanting to speed the game along. That's why they're eliminating the intentional walk. But if you want to improve the game, that is one way. Because, first of all, there would be no
Band-Aid on an elephant.
Well, if you're an elephant and you've got a paper cut, yeah, you want a Band-Aid. That's all there is to
that's,
that.
That's not going to do it.
W260CV Racine is 99.9 FM.
Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser on the other side of WRJN covering sports, preceded by a minute of John Tesh's Intelligent for Your Life on your radio friend.
Did you know more than cast over the next 5 or 6 days, we'll have just about everything. Fog, thunderstorms, warm weather, some cold weather, some snow, not necessarily in that order. Today, fog, then some sunshine. It's going up to 60 lakeside, 66 inland. Clear tonight, low 41. Then a cold front comes through and stalls to our south. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chillier. Temperatures no higher than the 40s with a little rain. And on Friday, the front goes back north and we have a shot to get back to 60 degrees. But then as the next cold front, this will be a strong one, come through from the west. Showers and heavy thunderstorms. It will be colder for the weekend, but another warm-up early next week. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Well, variety is the spice of life. It's cloudy in Kenosha, Jim Cruiser Country, 56 degrees, partly sunny at the Municipal Airport in Burlington at 54. It is also partly sunny at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, 57 degrees, and at Magnum.media International Headquarters in Racine at WRJN. Cloudy skies, 56 degrees. The wind is out of the southwest at 15 miles an hour. The dew point is at 53. We have a relative humidity of 90% and a falling barometric pressure of 29.73. It is 10:10. It is hump day morning. It is time to dance to the music with Sly and the Family Stone on your radio friend. we do on this quality radio station. Enjoying some doobies and listening to the music on your radio, friend. It is 17 minutes after 10 o'clock. This is Glenn Klein on a Wednesday morning. Having a good time. Talked to my parents in Southern California this morning on their 58th wedding anniversary. Had Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser on last hour. Coming up this hour, we'll be having our Getting Over the Hump segment with the coach, speaker, and author of the great book, Analog Advice in a Digital World. Rick Jones will be back after Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour. Then in the 11 o'clock hour, nationally renowned motivational speaker, Inky Johnson. He's got a great story. Speaking to S.E. Johnson tomorrow, thousands of local students here in the area over the next couple of days. Inky Johnson coming up on Community Conversations after 11 o'clock on WRJN. Well, we've gone almost an hour and 18 minutes now without talking about President Trump. But that's about to change. Because he went to the National African American Museum yesterday, which he should go, of course. And according to his spokespeople, he was quite taken with the displays and the information on the history of African Americans in this country, and of course, including slavery. I don't think that President Trump is racist. I don't think that he's misogynistic. I don't think that he's sexist. I don't think he's a bigot. I don't think he's anti-Semitic. I just think he's a yutz. I just think he doesn't know any better. And this has worked for him. The way that we see him conduct his public persona has worked for him his entire life. The man is 70 years old, and he's not going to change. This is how it's going to be. Trump has been very successful in his life on many fronts. I mean, his children are accomplished people. Like them or not, they have done quite well for themselves. They are articulate by and large. Ivanka is very impressive. Eric and Don Jr., yeah, Barron, a player in the mix. We will see how that develops. Think about this. He's 10 years old. If Trump gets two terms, if he lasts that long, he's going to be 18 years old when he gets out. Kind of like what we saw with the Obama girls. They grew up before our eyes. Amy Carter grew up before our eyes. But we haven't had grown children in the White House in a long time. Probably the last one was Richard Nixon. Well, Ronald Reagan's kids were grown too. I guess George H.W. Bush's kids were grown, sort of. Check that. I retract my statement. But President Trump, this is what we have. Now, his success has been marked by drawing good people to him. And his team that he's put together in his cabinet, by and large, very impressive, especially his national security team. The Secretary for National Homeland Security, General Kelly, his Secretary of Defense, General Mattis, his new National Security Advisor, General McMaster. Remember when Trump said that he knows more about ISIS than the generals? Apparently not. Because he's got a lot of good generals around him now. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is an impressive guy. And on it goes. Now, there's some question mark. We'll see how they turn out. But he has drawn talent throughout his career that will make up, in practical terms, hopefully, for his lack of intelligence, panache, class, diplomacy. He doesn't have it in him because he's so insecure. He's so thin-skinned. And there's one thing that you really should not be as president of the United States of America is thin-skinned. But he is, so he can't take a slight without responding on Twitter. But one of the things that has been lacking is his condemnation of the increased attacks on Jewish property, cemeteries, Jewish community centers. But it happened yesterday at the African American Museum. He took that opportunity to talk about bigotry in general, and specifically the attacks on the JCCs throughout the country. If you go to a JCC, if you go to the one in Milwaukee, they got it barricaded. They're under threat at all times. And obviously Jewish people, including yours truly, are a significant participating ethnic group and voting bloc in this country. We have been since day one, and we ain't going anywhere. But the increase in anti-Semitism has risen dramatically since Mr. Trump became a candidate and now president. Steve Bannon, who is a senior advisor in the White House, is tied to some of these anti-Semitic groups that have a voice from time to time in his former internet site and his business, Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart, who was killed a number of years ago, that the website is named after, he was clearly not an anti-Semite. He was a conservative. He was controversial. But the so-called alt-right has gained a voice on Breitbart since Andrew Breitbart's passing. So yesterday, after this desecration at this Jewish cemetery in Philadelphia, and then just the notoriety that got into these other threats on the Jewish community centers, Hillary Clinton tweeted out a direct appeal to President Trump. Then Ivanka tweeted out a statement about bigotry in general, and then with the hashtag JCC, saying the Jewish community centers. And so they called out President Trump because even on the National Holocaust Memorial Day, they did not mention Jewish people by name. For the first time, a White House did not specifically talk about the Jewish victims of the Holocaust, and they caught heat for it. But here's a report from Channel 2 in New York about the general tenor of anti-Semitism that has been rising throughout the country, and then President Trump's comments yesterday at the African American Museum in Washington, D.C.
Gravestones at a Jewish cemetery desecrated in St. Louis, swastika graffiti in New York City subways, and a wave of bomb threats targeting 54 Jewish community centers across the country.
I'm very disturbed.
I'm seeing an undercurrent of hate in the United States.
It's all been cause for concern nationwide in recent weeks and prompted a response from President Trump on Tuesday.
The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
There's no doubt about it. We have a lot more work to do. It's one of the reasons that we have this ongoing community conversation on race on this program. With Milt Thompson, with Daryl Ingram, with David Hallman and others. The racism that was unleashed when President Obama was elected was palpable. I was really taken back from it. Here in our great state of Wisconsin, it was like, okay, we elected a black guy. Now we can just let our anti-black sentiments out now. It's okay. It's cool again. No, it's not. Bigotry is actually natural. They've done studies with babies. It's called the Baby Project. You can search it. Babies, at their earliest cognitive development, as soon as they know somebody is different from them, they show a prejudice. Prejudice is human nature, ladies and gentlemen. But whether you're the president of the United States, or a radio talk show host, or a mom or a dad or a citizen in Kenosha or Racine County or Milwaukee County, you can overcome prejudice on purpose. You can overcome human nature on purpose. And of course, anti-Semitism is the oldest form of bigotry. It's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And a lot of people have felt that the reason that the Jews have caught so much hell in the past is because they quote-unquote rejected Christ, or they so-called killed Christ. They are the Christ killers. I have a different opinion. I think the reason the Jewish people catch the kind of grief that we have from time to time throughout history and seeing the rise of it again is not because we killed Christ. It's because we gave Christ.
Driving and texting, not good. Driving and listening to WRJN, very good.
28 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it is time to Ask Dr. Phil McGraw on Your Radio Friend.
It's Ask Dr. Phil. Have you had a string of unsuccessful relationships and are beginning to feel like you will?
100,000 people die each year.
Little help. Trusted caregivers from Society's Assets have been helping seniors or folks with disabilities live safely at home for over 40 years.